The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Happy New Year! Yeah. Huh? It's 2020! Anyone excited? Glory to God! A whole new decade! Wow! You know, the prophetic words that we had were really good. Jim had the one about the mountains being made low. I thought that really confirmed my talk. Margaret's word on love, you know, it's going to be a foundation of going forward, is in his love. I have felt for a while that 2020, there was just something about it. You know, maybe it's a numbers thing. Maybe it's, you know, it's got a nice ring to it. But, God could be very practical sometimes. And when we look at something in a natural, like 2020 vision, that's what I'm talking about. But God could be very practical. You know, He can align with that. I mean, He set the time. He set these terms. If you want to know what 2020 vision is, by the way, in a natural, it means that at 20 feet, if I were to go 20 feet from this wall, that I could read normal lettering, you know, whatever I'm supposed to be able to read at 20 feet. That's what 2020 vision is. I had to look that up. I didn't know. I'm used to getting these little goggle things, looking or, you know, at an eye doctor. So that's actually what 2020 vision means. The biblical number 20 symbolizes cycles of completeness. 20 years, it took Jacob 20 years to get his wives. Okay, and then he was released. It took Solomon 20 years to build his house and God's house. It's not a real commonly used number in the Bible, but it is used. God used Deborah to set the Israel free after 20 years of bondage under whatever that, Jabin, the Canaanite king. So there's something about 20 for setting the captives free. There's something about 20 for coming to a new season. Amen? And we're going to access that by faith. Now that doesn't mean, we're going to be so full of faith and on fire. It doesn't mean we won't be afraid. It doesn't mean that we won't shake. It doesn't mean, we're not going to have all our fleshly things. But if we will stick with God, if we'll stick with Him, I believe it's a new season. I believe we're moving in. You know, when I used to read about Jacob for years, I'd read about Jacob in the Bible. I'd go, man, he had 20 years for his wife. It's like, you know, he had a labor. I mean, that was really a price to pay. I felt sorry for the guy. I mean, he worked 7 years and he got the wrong woman. I'm like, oh my God. You know, he finds out on the wedding day. That was weird. Isn't that weird? Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, and he got, the Rachel, the one he wanted, and he worked another 7 and then 7 years for its inheritance, and then he got the heck out of there after 20 years. So there's something really, many of us have labored, haven't you? You've labored. The road's been long. And I believe if we'll stick it with God in faith, there's a new season. You know, if you look at this last, it's not only a new year, it's a new decade. Have you thought about that much? Have you thought about the decade we just went through? I mean, wow. I mean, Carrie and I felt like we started the decade out on a rock pile. I mean, 2011, 10, 8, starting 8, 9. And it wasn't so much the economy, it was just mess ups we had done and things we had done. And, I remember just crying out to God, like, God, the stress and things we were going through, I felt like I couldn't handle it. And I felt like I could just break at any time. And, so I was going to the Lord, and God said, Lord, what's going on? Take this from me. What this wrestling I'm going through, this oppression, the sleepless nights, and all he said, the Prince of Greece must come. So, oh, great. I knew what it was. That's out of Daniel. Daniel had fasted for 21 days, and then Gabriel came. And everybody misses this part. And then Gabriel says, now I must go, because he says he fought, wrestled with the prince of Persia for 21 days. Now he says, I must go because the prince of Greece must come. It's like, so the Lord is just saying, you know, you're just going to have to go through it. It's just going to have to go through it. So I went through it. And we came, and I remember 2012, I remember we had did some sowing. We sowed money we didn't have. And we sowed some money here. We sowed some money in Israel. And I remember the fall of 2012 going, something shifted. You ever get that in your life? Something happened. Something happened. And then 2013 was better. And 2014 was better. I mean, that's our story. I'm just saying, my point in saying this, no matter what you've been through, stick with God. This is a new season. Stick your stake in the ground. We're going to talk today, we're going to talk about the book of Joshua, the first six chapters, only a little piece of the book of Joshua. And you may think, well, that's Old Testament. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, by the way. But let's put some prophetic meaning. I'm speaking really, beginning of the year, I'm really speaking prophetically. This is, I believe in God's going to give you a prophetic picture. Okay? A prophetic picture for your life that'll give you a roadmap and change your life. Amen? Amen. Whew! Glory to God. So, if you look at the name Jesus, okay? Jesus in the Greek is, or maybe it's the Hebrew, I'm sorry, Hebrew, is Yeshua. Means Jehovah is salvation. Jehovah is salvation. That's what Jesus means, okay? If you look up the word Joshua in the translation in Hebrew, it's Yeshua, means that identical thing. Jehovah is salvation. Now, why am I saying this? Right away, it's a great way to witness to a Jewish person, is show them that. That Joshua means Jesus, and we... And it carried on in Jesus Christ, who Joshua was. So why that crossing over? I think there's some things we need to learn. Now we are Christ with skin on. Amen? Right? And we carry this glory. We carry this anointing. We carry Christ. And I think there's some things we could see in the book of Joshua that we could align with, communicate with, going, oh yeah, identify with. That's the word I was looking for. We could identify with Joshua. Let's just read, let's start with the first chapter of Joshua, first verse. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, and it came to pass, it says there, it came to pass. You know, there's no insignificant words in the Bible. And it came to pass. In other words, what it's saying is, Joshua had put his time in. He had walked with God. He had walked after God. He had sought after his presence. And now the Lord, and now it came to pass, now it was his time to be brought up. That's what that little verse there. And there's something people don't see about Joshua. And I want to make a highlight of that. Okay? Joshua was a man after God's presence. He loved the presence of God. And I'll show it to you in Scripture. You know, many times we look at Moses. I won't spend a lot of time on this, but hallelujah, get to my notes here. In Exodus 24:13. It says, Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up the mountain of God, and he said to the elders. In other words, Joshua went with him. Now, he didn't go right to the top of the mountain where Moses was, but he went with him into the glory. And it says after that, they went into the cloud. They went into the cloud. Joshua's right with him. He was a young man that was hungry after God. And he's like, Moses, I want to go with you. I know he was saying that. Moses, I want to go with you. You're going up there? I just got to have that presence. I've just got to, I want to walk where you're walking. I'll prove it to you. You're saying, oh, you're putting a little bit in that. Let's go to Exodus 33:11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Why? He's hungry. He was hungry. People, if there's anything I can say to you going into 2020, pray for hunger. Be hungry for God. Don't be content. Don't be content. Be hungry. Pray for be hungry. Hunger will move you. Or if you want to be another biblical term is thirsty. Hunger, they both work, okay? Be thirsty. Be hungry. I like hunger. Some people like thirsty. Be hungry and thirsty. If I don't feel hungry, my wife will confirm. I start praying for it. You know, if I feel content, and godliness with contentment is great gain. Okay, I understand that. But I feel like, oh, life's so good. I'm so comfortable. I don't want to be comfortable. I want to be challenged. There's a kingdom to be had. And we're only going to take it by faith. And faith means faith will challenge you. Faith challenges you. Okay? Let's go back to Joshua 1. So, I'll read a little bit, and then we're just going to skip around. So God speaking to him, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and all to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And the Lord's saying the same to you, by the way. He's with you. He's not against you. He's with you. This is a word for you today. The Lord is with you. You've got to understand that he's with you. He's not against you. Amen? So many times we can think, I went through that 2000. Maybe that's now I know why I shared that. I was like, God, are you with me? I mean, are you really for me? You really wonder sometimes, don't you? Then God was laying this down for Joshua. He's laying it down for you today in 2020. What God's going to do in 2020, he's going to start to maneuver you. You might be too close to that wall, or he might be too. He's going to put you at that 20 feet so you start to see clearly. Some of us haven't been seeing clearly, and this is a year to start seeing clearly. We're going to start to see, and I'm not saying it's just this year. It may be a season, maybe over the next 2-3 years. I'm speaking prophetically. I don't know. I don't have it in a box. All I know is this is a Kairos moment in time. It's a Kairos moment in history. Thank God we're alive in this season. Glory to God. This is, and we're already seeing certain things shift. You can't look at the negative of what's going on in the world. You've got to get into the good news. The good news of the good news. We were just watching TV. Was that last night? Last night. And God TV, we're watching the God TV channel. You can get that on, by the way, you wire feed that through the internet. You don't have to have a TV to have it. We're watching God TV, and they said they're going to start a station in Israel, Hebrew Christian speaking channel, first time in history. This is 2020, folks. This just happened. This happening right now. The government approved it. For a seven-year contract. And their heart is Israel must come to the Lord. And so a Christian TV channel in Israel played on the Israel airwaves in their language, in Hebrew. That was the big thing. It's in Hebrew. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. It's exciting. Just to sit back and watch God do it. Yay, God. Yay, God. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. For this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to your fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe and do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. I'll read verse 8 too. It's worth reading. The book of the law, because God starts showing him how to do it. He starts to lay the foundation, okay? I'm giving you some words. I'm giving you some things. I'm giving you some commandments. He says, and the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Shoo. And four times, if you read over the next two chapters, four times, God says, be strong and courageous. In Deuteronomy, one of the last few chapters, Moses says the same thing to him. Be strong and courageous. Now, why would God have to say that? He's shaking his boots for crying out loud. I mean, we don't think of that. Well, why would God have to say four times, be strong and courageous? Because he's afraid. See, just because you're afraid, or just because you feel challenged, or just because you don't sleep a night because you got to go talk to someone about Jesus, doesn't mean you don't have faith. He had faith, okay? We do lots of things that are really uncomfortable, but we just know we're supposed to do it. You know, it's an uncomfortable thing for me sometimes to get up in front of a church and talk. I know it doesn't look like it, but, you know, I don't maybe sleep as well, and, you know, you're wrestling with your flesh and whatever else, but you just do it. God says, be strong and courageous. This is the year. This is the season. Take on courage. Say, God, I need that which you spoke to Joshua. Get into this and take it on. This is yours. This is yours. Be strong and courageous. I am sick of being a weak Christian. I feel like there's opportunities. I don't know if I'm preaching to the choir. I see opportunities and, you know, I'm just not strong enough sometimes. I was in Florida recently, and I wish I would have witnessed to the, we were doing some hunting. I wish I would have witnessed to the guy, and I didn't. You know, it's like, oh, man. Then the Lord showed me how I could have did it. I go, okay, if I get an opportunity. He showed me how I could open the door. So I'm learning. So he's constantly teaching, and I don't beat myself up, but, man. There's, you know, Rick said this. Rick still here. Rick said that. Heaven and hell are in the balance. There's people. They're going to burn for eternity. And I knew, I felt this guy wasn't saved. So I fail like anyone else. So this is a season to be strong and courageous. That's one of my goals, to be stronger, more courageous, more dependent on God this year. Amen? Totally one of my goals. Okay. So I got out of this in the first six chapters of Joshua, there's so much. So I just took eight things to make for declarations. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Eight things that we could declare coming in this new year. Whew. And so one, of course, is hearing from the Lord. That's what Joshua heard from the Lord. That's number one. He heard from the Lord. And God gave him a strategic plan. And, you know, if God's not speaking to you, don't worry about it. I've went through seasons where God just didn't tell me nothing. You ever been there?
Yeah.
I mean, intimate with him. But, you know, I'd feel his presence. I'm, Lord, you're not speaking to me. He says, yes, I'm speaking to you. I'm so, well, what do you mean you're not speaking? I don't hear your voice. He says, my presence is my language. When you feel my presence, I'm saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's where Margaret's word was so foundational, love. He says, I love you, I love you, I love you. So if you're not hearing, you know, just go on a missions trip with Rick, right, Rick? You'll take some folks. You know, be trained, and just keep doing the stuff. Be naturally supernatural. So I don't want this to be, you know, a word like this, if it's not tempered right, could be bondage to you. Oh, I got to hear from God. Oh, I'm not hearing from God. Well, I must be a bad Christian. Oh, yeah, you know. And the enemy just, the swirling starts. No. Okay, none of that stuff. Okay. God's going to start speaking, and if you don't hear from him, just sit at his feet. Just, you know, just worship him. You know, we have that worship service coming up, is it 26th of January? Just go to special worship service. Do things. Just run after God. It so gives God pleasure. He's so pleased. Amen. He's so pleased we just run after him. Shoo. So it's a season for strategic planning. And of course, number two, in Joshua 1:10, Joshua obeyed. Okay? God kept saying, be strong and courageous. I'm sure he is shaking in his boots, but he just did it. In 1:10, he says, then Joshua commanded the officers, saying, we're going to pass through the camp, and command the people, saying, prepare. And he started things going. He started moving. He obeyed. He obeyed the word of the Lord. And, you know, if you've been in a season where you've heard God and you felt like you haven't obeyed, just chuck it. Yeah, Henry had a great word. Reset. Reset. There's grace. We're in such a season of grace. Just do it again. Just get up. Just, man, you know, I've missed it. Oh, I missed it. You know, and I know what the enemy's trying to do sometimes. He's trying to rob years. If you just miss it, if you can get you go down this road, and you wasted 5 years going a direction. Shake it off. Let's do it again. Amen. That's why we need each other. That's why we're a body. You're not going to do this on your own, by the way. I'll tell you that right now. I need you. Hopefully you need me. We need each other. We need the body. That's why Carrie and I, we're plugged in this church or any other church that God sends us to. He sent us here. And we need each other. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, my heart is to go out with my bootstraps on. Whenever that is, I'm hoping 40 years from now, but, you know, if it's sooner, I'm going to stay fit and trim. I'm going to work hard because the road is long, and we're just going to run this race. Hallelujah. And Joshua's laid out some great, if I don't get going, I won't finish. So, obey the Lord. Three is commitment. You got to commit. In Joshua 1:16, the folks that Joshua was talking to, it says, so they answered, saying, all that you commanded us, we will do. And whatever you send us, we will go. That's about as good as it gets, folks. You got to commit. In Joshua 5:15, and you could spend all day in any one of these scriptures. This is so rich. I encourage you, get into Joshua 1 through 6. 5:15, that's when Joshua gets that angelic visitation. It says, 5:15 says, then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. In Old Testament tradition, and it's in another scripture, I don't recall where, possibly in Ruth, maybe not. But yeah, it was in Ruth, I think. But when Boaz went to get the land for Ruth, thank you, Lord. When Boaz went to get the land back for Ruth, they took their shoe off as a covenant commitment. And there's some real symbolism about it. And some translations say sandals. That works too, okay? But I knew that New King James and a lot, some translations say sandals, singular. And I've looked it up in the Hebrew. I did some Hebrew study on it. It could go either way. But there's something about when he took that sandal off, Josh was saying, I'm in. I'm in this. Here's my sandal. You know, it's a sign of covenant. It's a sign. That's how they did land deals. They exchanged a sandal. So that commitment, Josh was saying, I'm all in. If I die, I die. I'm going to lead this army and we're going to go. Now, there's something on the way to that I think is worth mentioning. In Joshua 2:18, I'm going back now, Joshua 2:18. So you got the men go to Rahab, the harlot. Okay, everybody knows that story. And everyone knows that, you know, she lived, go back and read, you could read the story sometime, but she lived in the wall of Jericho. And she was a harlot, and they sent two spies. Joshua sent two spies there. And she lived in a very outside wall. She had an outside window. I want you to get that picture. She was up towards the top of the roof. I don't know how thick the walls of Jericho were. It made her 40 feet, you know, just some people say 20, some say 40. They were wide. They're really big walls. And they told her, if you put this scarlet red cord down your outside wall, you will be spared. You will be spared. As we know, and many of you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir, that cord represents the blood of Jesus Christ. So all through here, I mean, you got Christ all through the book of Joshua. But that cord represented the blood of Jesus. And in our minds, we think when the walls of Jericho came down, they all came down. They didn't. They all didn't go down. That wall stayed up where she was. Amen?
Yeah.
The blood. Yeah. I mean, things may be falling. It's 2020. It's a time to start declaring the blood of Jesus over your life again. Start putting that trust and faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross, that finished work on the cross. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, when he shed his blood, it says in Hebrews chapter 9, he did it through the eternal spirit. He did it through the Holy Spirit. So now the blood of Jesus becomes an eternal force. It becomes a force to be reckoned with. It becomes a supernatural, like, wall of the blood of Jesus. It becomes a cord. It becomes a lifeline. So when Jesus shed his blood through the Holy Spirit, it became more than just one man's blood. Glory to God. It says in Scripture that Jesus purchased every tongue, tribe, and nation with his blood. He purchased us. There's blood for everyone. Amen? So it's something really powerful. Really powerful as we go through the sequence of him being afraid. And now we in Joshua 2, we see the cord, the blood. If you've lost your faith in the supernatural ability. Exodus, they applied the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of their house. I plead the blood of Jesus over my wife, my family. I pray for them too, but I have faith in the blood of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit that we're covered under that blood for protection. That even though the walls may be coming down all around us, can you imagine Rahab? Rahab's in that room, and the walls, the whole place. Can you imagine her family? It was her whole family got saved. Can you imagine when the walls went down? It's like an earthquake. And man, that cord was there. The guy said, "You have that cord, and you're going to be safe. You and your whole family." Glory to God. What a story! What a story! Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Though things may be shaken around you, don't be afraid. Have courage. The blood of Jesus covers you. Amen? He's for you. He's not against you. Hallelujah. 5, Joshua chapter 3. Why I wanted to cover the blood? Because the next one is so important, because it takes the blood to come into his presence. Joshua 3:15. And those who bore the ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water, and the Jordan overflowed all its banks during the whole harvest. In other words, it parted. They carried a presence of God, that presence. And when they carried that presence and they touched the waters, it parted. Everything we've got to do is out of the presence of God. You know, if you're dry in your life, Just go after God. He is faithful. He's faithful. Ha. Go after him. Go after his presence. You know, everything I've said here, if you don't know his presence, if you don't know him in worship, that's number one. Amen? It's number one. Because the presence of God will part the seas. It'll part things. It'll do things in your life. When I was preparing this talk, I was wrestling through one part of it. I started wrestling. Okay. You know, it was yesterday afternoon. I thought, you know what? This has got to come out of the presence of God. So I just sat and I worshiped for a while. I worshiped, and I didn't necessarily play music. I just started thanking him. Enter his courts of thanksgiving, his courts of praise. I just started thanking him for everything. Started thanking for my wife, started thanking for my home. And then I started just saying how awesome he is, how wonderful he is, you know, and just go from there. but it comes out of his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. It's my life scripture. In his Psalm 16:11. In his presence is fullness of joy, life forevermore. Shoo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we have Joshua could only dream about Christ in us. You know, if you're here today and you have not invited Jesus Christ to come in your life, I encourage you to do it. Do it. Don't wait. Don't wait. Do it. Invite him in. And when I invited Jesus into my heart, I didn't feel a thing. Carrie felt it. My wife, we did it together. And we said a prayer like this: Lord Jesus, we know we're sinners. We believe that you're the Son of God. We ask you to come into our hearts right now to be lords of our life. We ask you to fill us with the Holy Spirit. We prayed a prayer something like that. And Carrie literally felt God go. She said her whole chest got warm. Is that cool? I did not feel a thing. I knew I did the right thing. I did it for the wrong reasons. I wanted fire insurance. Okay. I was not planning on changing my life. Okay. I was just, but I wanted to, you know, you got life insurance, right? And you got insurance for your car and house. And this is another insurance policy. We're just going to tuck that away, right? Amen. Paul, I'm a guy. Yeah, this is the right thing to do. I want that fire insurance. I believed in hell. And I believed I had some basic theology. Praise God. But 6 months later, I can remember like yesterday, and it was 1982. I'm different. I'm different. I don't want to cuss anymore. I can't cuss anymore. I don't feel like getting drunk all the time. You know, and the hunger for the word. My brother said, start with the book of Matthew. I'm reading the Bible. Also, I'm going, wow, everything you ever wanted to know is in this book. I'll never forget that. Yay, God. How'd I get on that? Praise God. Oh, presence. Yeah. And the presence grew. I kept hungering for God, kept chasing after God. And folks, I mean, I used to lay hands on people, and it was so cold, and I just felt like the gifts were for everybody else. But I just kept on. Got religion out of me. More religion I got out of me. What I mean by religion, more of the do's and don'ts, and you know the. Oh, it's a whole nother subject, but the law of and knowing Jesus personally, he's not a someone on. He's not a picture. Okay, he's not someone hanging on a cross. He's alive, and as I got to know him personally, then my life started to come apart, alive, and as I used to start spending time with him, that was 1992. I absolutely went, whew, and ever since. Ever since, it's just been pursuing him. Oh, shoot. He's so worth pursuing. He's so worth pursuing. Ha! Because soon we're going to see him face to face. Amen? So you might as well start right now. Glory to God. I want to get to him as close as I can right now. Hallelujah. So, presence. Number 6, the covenant. 5:2. It says in Joshua 5:2, and at that time the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives for yourself and circumcise the sons of Israel the second time. And it goes on, you read it later. What that circumcision was a sign of the covenant. Sign of the covenant that God had with Abraham. Of course, we have a new covenant in the blood of Jesus. A whole new covenant. We have the wealth of the generations and generations have been waiting for it. We have, and we have it now. That covenant in the blood of Jesus. What that covenant does, it says that you're a son and you're a daughter. You're a daughter and a son of the Most High. And there's nothing that can take that away from you. That's what the covenant says. That's why it's so important to understand the covenant. Going into this new year, understand who you are. When I went through my darkest times, when I did not feel the presence of God, when But I understood the covenant. And all I could hang on to, I remember, all I could hang on to is, I believe in the covenant. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me and I have a blood purchase covenant with the Father. I believe I have it. It's mine. And I wouldn't let go of that, no matter what happened. God's not a liar. For it not to be yours would be calling God a liar. For it not to be yours would be an affront to the cross. For it not to be yours, it's saying Jesus did it all for nothing. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Okay? I mean, it's that simple. But it's ours. And I hung on. I remember hanging on to that when, you know, it was situations at work, and I just felt depressed, and I just felt down, and I just felt discouraged. I went through seasons of long discouragement, you know. And God, I said, Lord, can I just sell a business? Can I get out of this? And he said, no, it's your calling. So, God, you know, I just kept, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. Just keep walking, just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Hi, I remember, Carrie probably remembers, I came home one day, I said, honey, now this is in 2002, I backed up a little bit. In 2002, I went through another thing. I said, honey, if I tell you to take me to the doctor, to the hospital, don't argue with me. She goes, I thought you'd argue with you. You know, she said, okay. She understood, because I felt I was not going to take my life. I was in such oppression. Such anxiety, such whatever I was going through, I thought, I am going to finish the race, even if I finish it in pain. If I have to humble myself and get locked up for 30 days, so be it. Okay? So be it. And there's a whole testimony. I don't have time to share just in that, but God miraculously delivered me soon after that. Yay, God. Shoo! The covenant. Yes. Hallelujah. You are sons and daughters. You're not orphans. The blood of Jesus Christ, you've been purchased with the blood. You're sons and daughters of the Most High. And God brought that back to Joshua. Okay, let's get the covenant right. Amen? 7. Faith. In Joshua 6:2. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given you Jericho in your hand, its king and its mighty men of valor. Now, I want you guys to think of something. He's looking at the great, most fortified city in the world at that time. And God says, I've given it to you. Okay, God, yep, you've given it to me. But he's looking at a fortified city. He's not looking at walls down. Think about it. You know, the Bible says you'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's our mountains. We all have mountains in our life. Do you see it, them healed before you lay hands on them? No. Faith sees and believes. Joshua had faith to believe God in what he couldn't see. He couldn't see the walls coming down. Yeah, we just think, oh, Joshua's such a great man of God. You know, he just went. And no, I think he's a regular guy. I think he was a regular guy, and God chose him because he was hungry for his presence. He was a normal guy. He was probably the most unqualified guy of anyone they had. I'm sure he thought that himself. That's why God had to keep saying, be strong and courageous. 4 times in like 3 chapters. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. God saying it to him. He didn't say it once. He said it 4 times. No, I think he's a regular guy, and he was hungry after God, and he just wouldn't let go of God. And God's saying, you know, this kid is, he really hangs on. Let's use him. God didn't choose Caleb. He didn't choose some of the other guys. He chose Joshua. And he chose him because he hung on, and he was a man that was willing to take risk. Faith is risk. Faith means you're going to take a risk. And he was a guy that was willing to take risks. He's looking at this wall, and of course you know the rest of the story. Number 8, he did something about it. He put his faith into action. Faith creates action. He did it. They did the stuff. Six times around. And if you look at all the action steps he took, it's kind of interesting. He went 6 times around the wall. And the last day he went 7 times, that's 13. And then he had 7 trumpets blow. That adds up to 20. Isn't that something? I don't do these numbers things, but it's like the Lord showed that to me. Yeah, it adds up to 20. So this is the year. God's creating a Joshua generation this year. He's creating by the way, if you're a woman, you're going to be a Joshua. If I can be a bride, you can be a Joshua, okay? Okay. I have no problem being a bride. I know who I am. I know I'm a bride, okay? So, God's creating a Joshua generation this year. I'll go over the 8 points I made. And these are declarations for you. Some are declarations, some are just to meditate on. Number one, he heard the Lord. So get into his presence, hear from God this year. Number two, obey the Lord. Go on a mission trip. Do something you haven't done before. Do something out of the box. One of my goals I wrote down is go do more street evangelizing this year. I want to get rid of stuff. Keep developing. Keep training. Keep on keeping on. Three was commitment. Make a commitment. If you're leading a Bible study, a house church, wherever God has. You know, Daryl and Judy had to make a commitment to do that prison ministry. They made a commitment. It's whatever the Lord has, make a commitment. That means you stick it out. That could be tough. Four, know that the blood of Jesus covers you in all things. There's grace and there's mercy. Five, his presence. His presence will be with you. Seek his presence. Go after his presence. Do it out of his presence. Let everything come out of that river out of living water in your belly. Six, know that you have a covenant. If you mess up, fail, fall down, kicked, whatever happens to you, you have a covenant. You're sons and daughters of the Most High. Shoo, hallelujah. Ha. Ha. Seven, faith. We all have mountains to look at this year. We all have walls to look at. God said the wall's going to come down. That's why Jim, oh, he's out with the kids. That word from Jim was like, thank you, Lord. I'm going, thank, because I wasn't even, what a confirmation. He said, the walls are coming down. Yeah, amen. 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 We all have walls to look at. If you don't have a wall, find a wall. Really, I mean, really. Really. If you don't have a wall, find one. Maybe it's your next door neighbor that's not saved. And you know, we had someone, is this being taped? We had someone move in our neighborhood that Carrie and I started praying for. And they were unmarried and not living with the Lord. Just by praying for them, I took it on as a project. I'm like, yeah! You know, and they got married, and they're starting to go to church. Yay, God. Now we need to build a relationship. That's one of my goals for this year. So anyway, now a relationship. But yeah, if you don't have a wall, find a wall. Okay? And yeah. Yeah. Hang out with Henry and Leslie. They'll find all kinds of walls for you, man. Shoot. Yeah. Don't be comfortable. You cannot exercise faith being comfortable. Yeah. I'm just saying, you can't. You can't. You need to be challenged. I had goals in my, I had lifelong goals of how many souls, you know, we want to impact, and how I just took everything and just raised it up. I raised it so high that I was, oh my gosh, I'll say so challenged for the rest of my life. I just raised it all up because my bar was too low. Set your bar high. Make it a wall. Make walls, okay? Because God wants to take them down. He loves banging on walls. He just gets a thrill out of it. He gets so thrilled. Oh, another wall. Boom. Another person healed. Boom. Another person saved. Boom. Glory to God. And those walls came tumbling down. He loves it. He's a wall kicker. I should have wore big boots today. We're going to kick some walls. Glory to God. And number eight, do something. Okay? You can have faith, but, you know, as you know, faith without works is dead. You got to do something. Just get out and do it. Amen. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to release an impartation for the Joshua generation that this word would so impregnate. You leave here pregnant today with the purposes and the plans of God for this 2020, for this whole decade. I'm not talking just a few, I'm not talking this year. This is a decade thing. This is a whole chapter in our lives being turned right now. Ha ha. So Father, we just ask for an impartation. We just release an impartation. Father, I ask you make people pregnant now. Make them pregnant, Lord, with the plans and purposes. Lord, as people have been in a valley of indecision, Lord, have been walking around, Lord, and Lord, you're showing them a way this year. You're showing them, I see doors open up and bright lights. There's going to be supernatural connections this year, or in the season, I should say. In the season, there's going to be supernatural connections. Ah, mashima, ma, 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 ma. Ha, ha. Doors are going to be opening up that you've been, doors, there's some of you that have been wanting doors to open up. Doors to countries, doors to your neighborhood, wherever the door is. Jesus says, I open a door that no man can close. And there's doors open up this year. They're opening up. Open. Thank you. Shoot. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, we're yours. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you. Just pour into us. Pour into us new life. Life, 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 life. Thank you, Father. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word that goes forth, does not return void. That your word is doing action. Your word is doing a work. It's your word, Lord. Thank you, Father. It will not fall to the ground. It will not fall to the ground, but it's going to produce a harvest. It's 30, 40, 50, 60, 100-fold harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Hallelujah.
You are.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ha-ha. What a good way to start the decade. Take it. Listen, he prayed for us, so that's good. But I just want to invite anybody who would like prayer to come up to the prayer teams. When we were worshiping, I felt like God put this on. This is kind of a word of knowledge, but it goes with what God's been doing. If you need, you want, or have never had that experience of feeling, of knowing God's wraparound presence around you. His wraparound presence just for you, or just getting a touch and immersed in His love, He wants you to come up today. So don't be shy. Come up and go. The rest, go out. You can come up for healing. God's always good. And here comes Roy.
I just got a word for anybody. The holidays kind of put people down sometimes. And about 2020, because the fear of the Lord the joy of the Lord casts out all fear. So if you need a touch from the Lord, or even the other people are with you, they're more than capable of passing it out. If you need a touch,
go for it. Come up, get something. Otherwise, go out and fellowship in the lobby and have a wonderful week going and doing in the Lord. Amen.